Tung, how are you doing?
I'm good, Mitch. So, Tung Ho is in the know.
That's right. Tung in the know should be your new official name, I reckon. Now, obviously, a lot of stalls people will be seeing and eating from this weekend and into next week as well. But where's the good stuff, Tung Ho? And tell us about the traditions of these festivals as well.
Yeah, so we couldn't time this weekly feed better because Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, is on Monday. It's on the 8th, and it changes because it's a lunar calendar.
Exactly, yep.
Now, the good thing about it this year, and there's going to be big celebrations, is, as most people know, 8 is an auspicious number in the Chinese community, and this year it falls on the 8th of February.
Mm.
So people will be letting their hair down on the day.
Yep.
But I just thought the three themes of any Lunar New Year, it's like our New Year, when you think the three things you normally think about is your happiness, your health, and your fortune in the coming year. So that three themes that come up.
Three pillars
that hold up Lunar New Year.
Yeah.
But I think let's put a sort of food spin on everything.
Of course, yep.
And in fact, that's what happens in terms of traditions in China. So people eat food that will either give them good health or bring them good fortune.
Okay.
So if you if your listeners really want to start the year off with good fortune, I suggest running to your closest dumpling shop and order spring rolls or dumplings, because they look like the old gold ingots in the old days.
Ah,
so they look like money. So
money, okay.
You're bringing money.
Okay.
Now, if you're talking about health and you kind of want a bit of health, rush off to your noodle shop, because noodles represent your life. And the longer the noodle, the longer your life is.
Ah.
So don't cut the noodles.
Don't cut the noodles.
So you probably the only time when you can actually really slurp and pull them all in.
It's welcome to slurp.
Welcome to Slurpville. So if you want health, that's what you do. And if you want a kind of your life to be sort of joyous and happy, and that's why there's a lot of sweets that's sold during this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having your sweet life. So attract things that way.
Yep.
Now, the final thing is, everything new is new, so that's the day where you the day before you clean your house, make sure everything's new. You buy new clothes so that you could,
start afresh.
And in some cultures, Vietnamese in particular, and just so you know, Lunar New Year is celebrated by Chinese, Vietnamese, and Korean cultures.
Okay.
But the Vietnamese believe really strongly that whoever is the first guest to step into your house in the new year will carry with them either the luck or the bad luck that they've got.
Oh, wow.
So a very very sort of successful business people are very, very popular during New Year because they get invited to come to my house quite a lot.
That's great.
But in terms of if you've done that, had great fun, and you actually want to see how the community celebrates, there's 14 festivals, 15 actually, all around Sydney, including of course the city of Sydney, which kicks off tonight.
Yep.
So we were just chatting off air, and you said you noticed the Lunar New Year markets
in Pyrmont. Yeah.
And that's something I think Fairfax is behind and the Star.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be festivals all around town, different councils holding them. Now, even today, there's actually two festivals in Sydney. So probably the best thing is go to my blog. I've got a whole list of where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But just to whet your appetite, tonight, Rockdale has their own festival. Marrickville has their own festival from 2:30 p.m. this afternoon.
Yep.
And then the Vietnamese have their big festival, which goes for 3 days.
Wow.
Same from tonight through to Sunday at Fairfield Showground.
Great.
Hmm.
So a lot to check out. As Tung says, check out your blog. Noodlies is the place to go to check it out to get the very best of where to go to experience Lunar New Year. Tung Ho, thanks so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. May it bring you lots of health, wealth and fortune.